Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, especially to those who preach God's word, we understand that the time we're living in is very, very serious. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled in every way. Looking back to the October meetings, I just have to say they were outstanding in some ways, not to be compared with the months before when the African countries were visited, but now it was South America and especially Chile and Peru. In Chile, after some meetings, I baptized 125 brothers and sisters according to the great commission our Lord gave in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a tremendous victory for the kingdom of God, for the truth, because there I preached for the first time in my life. Then, of course, in Lima, Peru, we also had tremendous meetings. Also on radio and television, and the word of God is taking its course. Now, we just have the days behind us in Krefeld, in the mission center, where people gathered from all over Europe. It's actually great to see the hunger and the thirst for the word of God. If people come from 1,300, 1,400, 1,500 kilometers, they don't come as tourists. There's no sightseeing around here. But then we understand God would send a famine to hear the words of the Lord. And this is actually taking place right now. We also counted a very great favor before God that we might serve the whole earth in the various languages and letters, phone calls, emails are coming in to show their appreciation of the true word of God. Those who know me, I'm Brother Frank. For the rest, I'm just saying my name. But by the grace of God, I look back to the many years of ministry. Actually, as you know, I'm in the kingdom of God since 1949. Then in 1955, I became acquainted with Brother Branham and the ministry God gave unto him. And from that time, I actually stayed in contact with him and his ministry, received all the tapes he preached, and therefore I would be acquainted with the message of the hour. Perhaps as no one else on earth, it wasn't my decision. It was the Lord God who ordained things to be as he planned. Beloved, then we have to say that so many different views and teachings have come up within the ranks of the end time message, that sometimes you have the impression that you cannot mention Brother Branham's name anymore or refer to his ministry or the Great Commission or the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4 because of all the distortions of all the teachings that are being presented worldwide. Let me make a very clear statement. If anybody even claims that William Branham, through the opening of the seals, were to reveal the things which are not written in the book, then I have to tell you, it's exactly the contrary. The book was to be closed right to the time of the end. And in Revelation 5, it was the book that was opened, and that which is written within the book was revealed. First seal, second seal, third seal, fourth seal, and the rest of the seals. So if anybody claims that now things are revealed which are not even in the book, then I have to tell you, I'm not interested in any revelation that is not in the book. And I would suggest that you also forget it forever, because God is only in His Word. And if you leave His Word, He leaves you. And every interpretation is done under the wrong influence and separates people from God, as it was in the Garden of Eden. Then, looking into things which are now happening, especially in Europe, we live here, and especially myself, I observe the things which are taking place. Then, if you remember, we had on October the 29th, the signing of the representatives of the 25 countries which are now making up the European Union, and also the representatives of the three nations to join, Bulgaria, Romania, and Turkey, have also signed. But that's not the biggest issue. The issue is that the signing took place in Rome, and not only in Rome, at the very specific place in Rome. If you look to this photo, it's Pope Innocent the 10th. He's very renowned if you know church history, and at his feet, the signing of the European Constitution took place on October the 29th, 2004. Here you have another picture. You have the photo of the signing in 1958, and you have the photo of the signing in 2004. Beloved brothers and sisters, let me tell you, history and Bible prophecy has advanced more than we realize. And now, all the predictions of the prophet Daniel, he made in the name of the Lord, speaking about the fourth empire, the fourth kingdom, which would devour the whole earth. And brothers and sisters, everything is uniting right now under Rome. And the Pope, he is the one to be the person to whom the whole earth looks up to, the only person recognized on earth by all the politicians, by all religious leaders, and things are moving into a direction which we can term as fulfillment of Bible prophecies. Beloved, we not only read Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, or Daniel 2, verse 40, or Daniel 8, 25, we also read Revelation chapter 13, the first part dealing with the last empire, which is the Roman Empire, now coming into existence. And I believe with all my heart, as the scripture says, when you see all these things come to pass, then you know the time is near. But my concern is not only about the signing of the European Constitution in Rome. My concern is the bride, church, the preparation, the calling out, the bringing back into the Word of God of the true believers. Therefore, I say today, William Branham was sent as a fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4, the prophet of God, like Elijah, to turn the hearts, not the heads, to turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic fathers, back to the original teachings, back to the original power, back to the original gifts and ministries as they were placed into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit, by the power of God at the very beginning. And it's not enough to speak about the prophets. You can speak about the prophet Moses, whom God used to bring Israel out of bondage. But if you don't continue to say that after Moses left, the actual promise was fulfilled and the children went into the promised land, crossing the Jordan River. Beloved, this is our time to move into all the promises, to have part in what God is doing right now. May the dear Lord bless you and be with you. There are so many things we should share with you, but part of it will be in the circular letter, which we shall publish very soon, perhaps the beginning of December. And now I just say, stay in contact with the Lord, remain in His Word, and reject anything and everything that is not found and confirmed in the Holy Scriptures. God is the God of His Word. And if His words remain in us and we remain in Him, then we shall have fellowship with each other and with the Lord of glory. May the blessings of God rest upon you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.